Do dinner, Rabbi.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hopefully it'll be more than you and me, but we have an agenda, even if it is.
You shared the agenda, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out.
It's in the meetings. It's attached to, it's in a file on the website, and it's on the website in the meetings area.
Okay.
I think I sent it or sent a link to it in my email.
Is Les going to be with us, or
I haven't heard anything, I don't think.
is he still in? No, he's back in New York.
Yeah.
What was the, since it's just the two of us right now and you don't let anybody else in, what was the
But
idea?
we're being recorded. What was the what?
For other places that Les could go.
There's Les. Yeah, I put that on the
Hello?
agenda because I didn't. I asked
Okay.
Les. Hey, Les. I
Hey,
asked
Bob.
Les for what sort of support he's looking for, and are we establishing goals for that? Well, let's get started since there's at least a couple of us. So, again, for posterity, so on our website, on the meetings page is where I put the upcoming agenda. And then when it's done, if we have one, the AI summary of the meeting, and then the audio transcript of the meeting. We don't post the video of the meeting, but we have it, so we keep those. So in inverse order, the most recent meetings at the top is where I put stuff about meetings. Someday maybe David will do this, but basically, if people want to review what we've done at meetings, what we're going to talk about, and then a little bit about what we did talk about, that's on our meetings page. Our website is barehistory.org, and then there's a meetings page, and that's got information about meetings. The Facebook page is our main way of organizing, and we just had a new member join this morning. We have 389 members in our group.
Wow.
Um, so it's big and growing. So if people are members, have your friends join. Basically, there are questions, there are membership questions, and we ask why are people interested in the group, and do they agree to our rules of civility? Basically, there's actually five rules, but these are the ones we ask people to agree to. And if people have a request and they haven't answered the rules, I send them a direct message if I can. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, couple things on the agenda. Something that the project supported in January is the book reading that we had Jessica videotape and audio tape. We have some files from her. I think it's complete, but they were in an odd format, or she shared them. She they there were they were shared on a Google Drive, so it was a little bit hard to tell if everything is there, but I'm reviewing that now, and they have been paid, so we're good there. I will send access to them to Les and Chris and the other two participants, and I think we'll host that in a separate little page within the Bear History Project International website as well. So that's happening. Alejandra and I still need to review. We think when Alejandra and I both look at our Bear History Project International Chase bank account, it looks like charges that he's made or I've made appear in the Bear History Project International account. And I think it's just a matter of it just looks that way. It's because I'm looking from my Chase account and I'm an admin in the Bear History Project account, and so is he. But we both are trying to figure that out. And is there any money that he and or I owe to the project? Because there's been a couple transactions that look like they were weird. So we're looking at that. Alejandro did our annual tax filing, which is good. And Hunter said he would do the official thank you to the Centaurs for all the support they've given us over several years. I don't know whether that's done or not yet. I will follow up with him. That's kind of his last official secretary duty thing to do. And we are, installing David as the new secretary. But Hunter said he would do this one last thing. I think he still might help with some interviews, but he said this is the, as he focuses more on his PhD, he doesn't have time for board duties and secretary duties, but he said he would do this one thing. So I'm asking him about that. Les, since you're here, is there any sort of final report you want to say about the three visits that I'll call it Nick's project because he went and got the money for to the arc the original archives. Any reporting you want to do about those three visits?
I think he already reported on the first two. At any rate, we did complete the third and final one. We have now reviewed and invent, cataloged as much as we can. Some of it is very specific, some of it is an overview, some of it we didn't do because it seemed of least relevance. Andy Langdon was there and hired a person to be his entire film crew. And we basically spent one whole day working with him, documenting us, doing archive work. Nick would be the best point person about what it all accomplished. He is extremely excited about it, and it looks like the collection is extremely valuable.
And there were a couple of missing items, some of which have been found. There were like videos that have been lent out or went missing, as I recall. So that's good that we're kind of auditing and finding some stuff. Later in the agenda, or if people look on our Facebook page, there's a we did a poll, which is Nick had asked you and me, what all should we use for taxonomy of the collection if people are looking for the collection? Because he's heading a little project to help categorize what's there, right? So we asked our membership, which I think is a good chance for engagement, and these are the results. And I started this list, but people have added to it. So, what kind of material is it? Where is it primarily from or about? What language? Who's the primary author? When was it published? Is it about a primary organization? And what is the genre? Paul added, I remember Paul added. So I reported that to Nick. I said I'd run it for a week, so that's been out there. So, and then we're having some videotapes digitized and we paid for those, and I haven't heard back about how that is progressing, but we paid for those in two chunks. I think the archives, they either wanted payment for a bunch of it or they only wanted so many videos out at once, whatever it is. So that's in progress, but I haven't heard any more about progress on that. Have you, Les, at all?
No, I've actually not been in that loop.
Okay, I don't remember how many there were.
One other thing I forgot to mention is that Nick and I will be writing, I think, two reports, or generating two documents for different audiences of our experience. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I should have mentioned that too. Les and Nick. You're also. We're calling those articles. I guess articles. And then Nick is also organizing a how-to visiting the archives, right?
Yes,
Two.
because it's extremely complicated. It's kind of like if you remember the opening sequence to Get Smart.
Yes.
Ta-da. Into this vault and into this vault.
Cornell has two L's, right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So I did mention the digitizing done. Okay.
Oh, well, we have permission to put those on. We have a YouTube site, don't we?
Yeah, it's the
Yeah.
inverse. So what the archives wants to do, what Cornell wants to do is just make them available to people. So they're going to post them for public consumption. And then we can go take a copy of them if we want, which I would suggest we do. But they're I thought like what's going to happen and how are they, no, but the Cornell wants to just make them public. Like, okay, fine. I'm for open sharing. So
We
we'll.
have to be careful. If anything we publish on YouTube is adult content,
Yeah.
there's a range of what's acceptable, and we need to even put a marker on any strong language
Yeah.
just for safety's sake, because theoretically, if we could get enough hits over time, we could monetize some of that, some of our overall content, but we'll be demonetized if we don't.
Yeah. So we have for the highlight reels, we use the simple markings of and YouTube presents this at the top, which is or on the main screen, which is this for children or is this not for children? And then if you I think it's if you say no, it's not designed for children, then there's a more complicated like, well, is it language? Is it sexual content? There's all kinds of finer. So we start with none of our content is designed for children. We don't get any more specific of 18 or 16 or anything. We just say it's not designed for children. And then our highlight reels typically have swearing in it. So I'll usually, in the description, I'll add a disclaimer about adult content and just leave it at that. But that's a good reminder, Mel. Thanks. Yeah. Again, if we're hosting a page of them, again, people might. Someone might post a link to something that we have a gate on, but we're just the gate has a link to a YouTube video, which someone might go directly to the YouTube video. So, yeah, cool. Great. I looked at annual meeting notes. I think we're covering everything here. Digitizing, we talked about. Oh, so I sent some pins and some business cards to Nick. They've been stuck in customs limbo. I think they got stuck in the lovely presidential tariff wars. And so, it's only worth $200 materials in the first place. And then we spent $180 to get them there. And then in order to get them out of customs, they wanted another $200. So I said, forget it, just send it back. Well, now they're kind of in limbo. So I have international FedEx trying to track down exactly what happened to them. But it wasn't super valuable stuff. It was a bunch of pins and a bunch of business cards. So hopefully we're not out the money that those represent. But we're not out more money to pay to get them to Nick. And he just doesn't have those. So we'll figure something else out. Maybe Hunter is coming back and forth to the US or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to be spending the summer in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. Is he coming to IML by any chance?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay, annual meeting. Okay, this fall, it's kind of fallen off our radar is, and I think Les, you reminded us of this last month, is are we doing something this fall? Is it in conjunction with Barrison Street Fair? Is it a presentation? Is it conjunction with the historical archives here in San Francisco? What are we doing? So I have no update. We
In
had
case,
wasn't the plan to hold a panel at their at the museum. The idea was to hold a panel at the museum with Les and a couple of other people. yeah.
Well, yeah, here is what looks like most doable. My whatever, I forget its t entitled, but the Early Bear History presentation that I put together for Estonia, I could do that. And we could also have, probably in conjunction with that, a panel discussion because local folks are all, members of that scene.
We could do a to make it local enough for them to be interested. We could do that, your presentation, and then we could do something about the history of the Bears of San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
a boss if involved.
we'll go back to, we had a question about venue, right? There was, are we going to do something at the historical archives here in San Francisco? Are we going to do something at the Roxy? The historical society was going to see about the Roxy, right?
They said they had worked with the Roxy. We were toying
Yeah.
with doing a, seeing if our documentarian wanted to do a presentation about a short thing about his thing, and then we'd do a panel afterward.
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah,
so we have a.
I think the Roxy was originally suggested when we were thinking of hosting a fundraiser for Andy Landon's movie.
Bear movie, yeah.
It would be a combination of our event and their event, and the Roxy is an option. The other option is the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus building, which has several facilities.
Okay.
Right, but the
That would
Roxy is great with working with nonprofit.
Okay.
My organization has done several events there, and they have enough room to do a little panel, and you can record it and get a decent copy recording of it, and it's, everybody knows where it is. It's very centrally located, but that's an option.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I also recall if we were going to do something hosted by or in conjunction with the Historical Society, I think we're coming up really close to the deadline for when they would need a commitment for us if they wanted to work with us.
You know, here's my suggestion. The easiest thing to do would be, let's put the Roxy. Let's talk. What's the name of our documentarian friend? I'm sorry, I'm basing on his name right now.
Now, who is that?
At the San Francisco Historical Society here.
No,
Historical.
the documentary, the guy who's doing it, the big documentary series.
Oh, Andy.
Andy. Andy, right?
Andy.
Okay. Since I think, well. That so the Roxy would be for Andy plus a small panel. The Historical Society offered a very smaller group of like 50 people that they can squeeze into the back room where they've held other panels and presentations, and we could do a temporary display of bare stuff since they weren't able to coordinate that in time to have like a panel about bear history. But we could do kind of a thing with less on that, and then the bear, and then BASF making it local. Then, if Andy wants to do a bigger fundraiser at the Roxy, then we do a combined event between us and him.
Okay,
And
what
maybe it'd
was
be a
his?
joint fundraiser.
Well,
Was he thinking that it's one question was, is it saturated now, right?
Right, where we had left the discussion with that is that one, he had already done a fundraiser in San Francisco, and I think he will have done a second one, or around the time we're looking at, he is scheduled to do one. And I know he had also been looking into the Roxy for his fundraiser.
Okay.
Because if we're going to do the only reason to do the Roxy is not to do a panel discussion, it's to do a video, it's to do a some sort of movie, then a panel discussion.
Right.
You don't bother renting a film venue for something that's just going to be a panel discussion.
Right.
Well, and what suggestion? I mean, what I would suggest if we were to do the Roxy is I've organized a kind of a mini Bearfield festival at the Manlius Cinema here in Syracuse for Pride Month. And it is three films. It's a short one called Campfire, a fairly early documentary called Bear Run. And the third one is that we're advertising the sneak preview of Andy's
Right.
documentary, which we cannot name.
Right.
And if Andy was comfortable with that, I could do, or we could do the same event there.
Okay, so let's ask
Yeah, that's a good idea.
us. And so I put down in caps needs committee, but let me ask Andy around the bear about Barrison time if he wants to try to do something in conjunction with that. Unless you posted the your local thing to the Facebook page, right? Our Facebook page. Yeah, okay. I've seen that. All right. So I
And
can and he'll be there for that.
no.
Oh, okay.
Nobody has money to fly him here. Campfire, that August, why am I saying August? Anyways, August Bunn is very happy to let me use it any time, and Bear Run is I think now it's public domain, and we've gotten access to a really good copy.
Okay,
We
I'll
might be
send an
able to
email
find
to.
some. We might be able to find some BASA video and run a short BASA. Maybe we do that. I suggest we do two things. We do a Roxy event based around what Les is looking at, and then we do a smaller panel discussion and lock that in with GLBT History Museums. And make sure that one's locked in so that we at least have one event. That one be focused primarily on its bear history, but with a focus on BASF. We don't have to make sure that huge numbers of people come. We don't have to pay money to rent the space. It becomes a joint event. We benefit from their publicity, their ability to publicize the event. And, then we so that's a guaranteed thing. And then if we were able to pull off the more ambitious thing at the Roxy or at the SFGMC's building, then we can do that. It doesn't all rely on us pulling off a much bigger event. Two things I also wanted to raise here. One is I am very happy to do all the things that I could do from a distance, but I think someone local would have to like kind of run the committee, to do the stuff like working with Roxy and, being able to go in and see real people, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I
So what weekend are we
will.
talking about? This is o October.
Yeah, for Barrisons in October.
Early October. And
Know I complain. I know I complain a lot about not having enough bear energy or time, but I would be happy to lead the committee on this. I promise I will put the energy into it. I have dealt with the people at the Roxy already, know them personally because I've been on the organizing for three events we've held at the Roxy, where we showed videos and then we had a panel discussion. So I know the people at the Roxy and my our development director has even closer relationships. So I I can work with them pretty easily. And I'd like to see about SFGMC as an option, not just for us, but my nonprofit newsroom, because I'd like to get a tour.
Remember, Mel, we know where you live and we will stalk you for the rest of our lives. No. Oh, and the other thing is that I would request that the Barrister Project cover my airfare. And
Yeah,
I
we've got a we got an agenda item about Control Shift V. Okay, let me get the Barrison link in here just so that we have it in the same place. So October 17th. How convenient. Okay. So we've got the Barrison link, we've got the date. Good. Okay, Mel to head the committee. Where do I blame you here? Blah blah blah. Need committee. Okay, Mel to head.
So Les, can you set up a, see if we can set up like a either a phone call or a Zoom call if one of us has Zoom. I no longer have Zoom. With Andy to do a brief thing about what could be done at the Roxy, which would duplicate what you're already doing in your community, and plan on just doing the same thing at the Roxy if we can get a good show date.
And the Bear History Project has a Zoom account, so I can set up that meeting if I think Les, you're the closest to Andy, so if you'll.
What I will do, Andy has a scheduling calendar, so I could tell him it would be the three of us, and he will send by email all of the available days and times,
Great.
and it'll be run from his end.
Okay, and quick question, how long are these is Bear Run and Campfire? How long are those?
Campfire is 17 minutes and Bear Run is 50 minutes.
50 or 15?
5-0.
I don't think you should.
Okay, we'll
So,
talk about that in the committee.
right, we'll talk about it in the committee. I think that's too much film and nobody will stay for the panel and people too long.
Okay, I was just checking my calendar because Les had asked about a interview. Okay, back to the meeting. Back to the meeting. Great. Okay, Les, if you will start that ball rolling on talking to Andy. Great.
Okay.
I still have to move Dropbox things. Mel, you and I agreed we're going to post a video editor job title, basically. We need to finish working on that. We talked about digitizing. So I think the last thing I have on the agenda. Oh, so hey, Alejandro, I already
Hi.
mentioned that you and I are working on, you did the annual tax stuff. Thank you. And
It's
that you
filed.
and I are trying to check on. Are you and me commingled with Chase? And we
Bank
still
stuff. Yeah.
both need to do
Let,
that.
let's get that settled this week. So we
Yeah.
can.
The only other thing on the agenda, I think, is Les, you had asked if, and this is kind of a board thing, but it's only board members here, so we're being recorded, but all the better. Oh, somebody else is here. Let's see who else is here.
Dave should be here. He's just muted.
Who is?
Dave is here. It
Oh,
appears,
great.
but he's muted,
Okay.
so.
Great. Well, welcome, Dave, because you're on the agenda of welcoming you. So the other thing is Les has asked, can he get some financial support for future representations he makes with the Bear History Project International? And Les, I have an agenda item here, which is can we get some sense of specific things? You and I had a discussion, but for the board to kind of decide what specific things and places and times and how much money are you talking about? I think it is reasonable for you not to necessarily spend your own funds on things that are to support the organization, but we need, specifics on what are you going to, are there at least goals about number of interviews or how many people will be rep, will be reached out to, or like we're a real nonprofit. We should have some level of expectation of what we're spending money on, because we have some money in the bank now, which is great, but and you're our founder, so the organization would like to support you, but can you put together something about what where you're planning on going and what you're planning on doing and what kind of support you need and bring that back to us?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, and what I, yeah, I what I what I'm hoping for is kind of a organizational guidelines for what would be considered Bear History Project International work. I mean, a lot of the traveling that I do isn't.
Right.
And there would be no, and I wouldn't, approach their organization. And I will send you a list of what is happening over the next 6 months and indicate where there might be BHPI involvement.
Great. I
Yeah.
think the only thing the organization has spent money on with individual people is, Alejandro bought a bunch of food and supplies for the beer bust, and I bought supplies for the beer bust, and then the banners and business cards and pins, and then Nick spent 10,000 pounds of his university's money on his trips here to the US, and then took a side trip to do a bear presentation, and it couldn't be covered by, the original grant that his trip was a part of, and he asked me, can we cover it? And we did. So we spent 200 something dollars on that. But, otherwise, we haven't really spent any money on any specific people doing anything. So you're right, we do need some guidelines. So if you'll send me slash us what you're hoping to do. Hey, Alejandro, as a treasurer, anything you want to see specifically in guidelines?
When you say guidelines, what do you mean by that?
So, less is representing, some of us are independently wealthy and some of us are not. So,
I'm glad for you for you for that.
some of us are spending what retirement money we have, and some of us don't have a lot of retirement coming. So less is going to be representing the project in various things over the coming months and years. And he's asked, can the organization support him financially? So we do need to put together some kind of guidelines on what that is.
So I'm that's definitely a yes. We I think it would just for transparency, I think it'd be good to have Les just put a outline of what he plans to do, what you plan to do, Les, on these specific trips related to BHPI and how much you would need. And so that's it. So
Great.
But that's a yes for sure. So
Okay.
because
Let's get those guidelines together. Great.
and then just when that's done, and then just give us a little report on how those outlined goals went. And that's it. So.
Okay, great. I'm going to look back at our annual meeting, which again, people have access to if you go to our website, bearhistory.org. There's a meetings page, and on that meetings page, there's a bullet for each month. And then the annual meeting is just the April meeting. And we had a good annual meeting. And it's, I mean, in terms of transparency, this is what we talked about. Again, this is artificial intelligence updated, but it looked pretty good when I looked at it. Again, just to review, so we have an agenda for each meeting, and then we have an AI summary typically, and then we have the audio, the transcript of the audio we post. We have a video, but we don't post those videos, but we do keep a video of the meetings as well. So I think we covered everything that was in our annual meeting, and then I think we covered everything that I wanted to cover in this meeting.
So in terms, just in terms of the expenses for these trips, really quick, we could do it in the either in the form of a daily stipend or reimbursements. So, last you choose. So,
Okay.
yeah. So,
Great.
we'll, whatever's easiest. And so, but definitely you need some cash to support operations and representation. So, it just if we ever get audited, just need documentation on file for us, so they can ask who, what did you spend this money on and whatnot. So
Great.
that's all.
And Alejandro, I still keep I have a spreadsheet. So like when, oh, so Les has sent me one receipt for flyers that he had printed for his upcoming Syracuse thing or whatever. And I put it on my spreadsheet, but you know, Les put that money out and I haven't sent him money yet because we're waiting to
Let's
kind of resolve all this.
yeah,
So
let's get them reimbursed. And in the
yeah.
future, if you're buying stuff, paying for stuff less, just give either Phil or I a call and let's use the debit card directly to pay for things like that. So that way, just
Okay.
it's more transparent on our financials and whatnot. So reimbursements are fine, but it's just better for things to come out directly from our account, bank account. So
Okay.
don't be spending your own money when if you don't have to. So I
Yeah.
mean, if it's on the fly stuff and you're like last minute, great. But if it's something that's can be prearranged, then let's use the nonprofit's money so directly instead of because I mean, how long have you been waiting for this? Like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's been a couple of weeks, but it
yeah.
balls in his court because I said, okay, what else is coming? And
Okay.
let's
Okay.
get the let's
How
get the
much? How much is flyers? How
that
much is
was
flyers?
$17. So
All right. Well,
it's
regardless,
not a biggie, but I just want to,
no,
yeah. So that's why I put it on my spreadsheet. Like
yeah.
it's got to be okay.
Yeah.
And then Les, anything else from you for this meeting?
Yeah, one very short thing to follow up on this, and then maybe I'll take a little bit of time. I want to like kind of debrief with Estonia. So, the for the upcoming film thing here in Syracuse, originally the Bearcy Project and Come Out Central New York had both offered to be sponsors. I think you and I talked about the just the printing expenses, which I guarantee they're going to be under $100. I mean,
Yeah.
if anything else. And Come Out Central New York was going to pay for renting the movie theater, but the manager has kindly donated that, so we're not going to incur an expense on that. And Coming Out ha has dropped out of sponsoring because they were going to cover that.
Okay. So anything else needed beyond the printing expenses?
Yeah, I ordered like bar cards, to put out in a number of places publicly, along with where the posters are.
Okay.
And I thought I had sent you that. If not, I will again.
I got one receipt for $17. I think that's all.
Okay.
And then would it help to do like, you know, scruff advertising or
Oh yeah, okay.
Gruff, Growler, what?
Growler, yeah. Those are
Rough.
very reasonable. I mean, it's good for it's good for exposure, so to speak. It might
Yeah.
not bring in, you know, hundreds of people to the event, but it's good for getting the word out of what's going on.
Yeah. Also, Sage is running that ad for 2 issues, also free of they're donating that. Anyway,
Okay.
so that's looking good, and we'll find out what kind of a turnout we can pull together in upstate New York.
Sage is the local event, right?
It's the organization, nonprofit for older LGBTQ people.
Okay.
Is there a local LGBTQ newspaper? Digital news site in
No.
central New York?
Nope. It's all Facebook groups.
Okay. Anything else for the upcoming? That's in that is in June, Pride
July
Month.
14th, the day after our parade.
Okay. Cool. Great. And then you want to talk about Estonia?
Yes, I do. Let's see. It was quite a kind of meeting reality transformative experience for me, in that I paid for all of it out of my own pocket. And it really brought home that, A, I can't afford it without outside support, and my patron is not paying for anything more at this point because they feel that I should be getting paid for what I'm doing
Right.
by the hosts. And I was in particular, I don't know, miffed. I mean, I still have a vague sense of having been taken advantage of, and that may or may not be an accurate way to walk away. So a couple of things. One is, for my presentation, I spent 3 months working on it and building an extensive slideshow to go along with the text. And so I showed up to do it, and so did the organizer, Olivar. And he had no idea to work the equipment, so I had like 2 minutes to completely re say, how the hell am I going to do this now? And it went well, but I really didn't appreciate the kind of, oh well, you can handle this, you'll do fine. You're just kind of having it, his whatever, lack of professionalism or whatever that was, like, just kind of, it's, don't worry about it. And the other thing, and I wanted to ask, I mean, Mel, you probably know best, do the entertainers at Bear Weekend events get paid for performing?
The early rendezvous, we really didn't have performers. Can't remember anybody that we hired to come in as an outside singer or anything. I know some of the later Bossa did that. Yeah, no, it was, we didn't have like, I think we had a DJ, but I think that person made it.
They were there for the exposure or whatever.
It was mostly, remember, this was the early, the whole point was to raise money for the community in the early 90s. It was still not about aid event, it was about raising money.
So I do remember a really great performance by the Kinsey Six. And I was, well, anyways, I was wondering about
I think
that.
that was later. I think that was one of the later ones, but yeah, I think they
Later.
donated too.
Seems like they would have gotten paid. I mean, even, no matter how long ago, they would have gotten paid.
Remember, well, I mean, they were kind of created initially as a, they were really heavy into raising money for HIV and AIDS. So honestly don't remember. We'd have to ask somebody else at Mazov.
So, Les, two questions about Estonia. So, how many people was the gathering?
About 200 or so.
Okay. And then the material that you did put together, do you want to archive that? Do you want us to have an archive of that?
Yeah, I will happily have you guys archive it, but not make it publicly accessible, because at this point, I mean, part of my learning experience, Both Thomas has been telling me for a while, and in recent discussion that I had with Gerard Kuskovich is, as I call it, I have to go pro or go home. It's like that's at this point the only intellectual property that I own that I could, sell
Right.
to it to someone. And the reason that I was asking about the entertainers is, at Bertie and Tallinn, every single event had a separate cover charge, except for the two things I did, my history, and there was a panel of three of us who discuss AIDS stigma. Those two events were free of charge and open to the public. And people beyond the bear community did come to both of those events. And I was asking about being, paid is because, the question is, well, how come all of the performers' events had a cover charge and mine didn't? I mean, is that cover charge, was that to pay for them? And, am I, kind of as a grassroots person just supposed to, suck it up, pay for it out of my own pocket? Anyways, so that's stuff that's like kind of been bothering me. And I got real clear, yeah, not only is it reasonable, but I have to have my stuff paid for by the people making it happen.
Well, so if you're giving the organization something to archive, make sure it's clear that, first of all, I would slap a, and Mel would know better, slap a copyright indication on it to start with. Indicate that it's not to be shared without permission, and then, when you do submit it, just remind me slash us that it's for archiving, for the future scholars, and not for, not for di dissection by journalists, et cetera, whatever.
So you should create some sort of legal entity to be to protect your own IP rather intellectual property, and then and then make that distinction. This is usable by, not you know may not be duplicated for commercial purposes, is the language.
I had a kind of a touch and go with the organizer, and everything is fine now. But I had he had said, oh, anyways, I emailed him that stuff because he wanted to post it, and then after coming away from it, I asked him to A, take it down, and B, not share it with anyone. And then he was kind of like, well, can we include our the photos of the videos we made of you and all that stuff? And I said, that's fine. It's just this one piece of
Material
evidence.
itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I
and
suspect.
I think the Bear History Project International, we would, and most of the board is here, so we could help you set up that legal entity for your intellectual property less as well, because that's yet another expense of you setting up something about your intellectual property. But the project could help you set that fin the project could financially help you set up your own intellectual property setup so that you're basically putting something in. Trust me, I'm in the trust document world at the moment between me and my husband. So we could help you get that set up in terms of, what the money needed to figure out how that's all done. So we can talk about that too.
Okay, great.
I suspect the event in Estonia had your event and the AIDS event open, HIV stigma event open, because they wanted to maximize attendance and they wanted to put no barriers
Right.
there. And that the other performers were probably what, people like drag performers or DJs or whatever.
Well, they had two classical musicians come, a pianist and a bass opera singer.
Okay. And
As
they
well
would have
as
expected.
DJs. And I'm sure the professional singers had to have been reimbursed, paid something to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'll
they
see
would have
what.
been treating, yeah, they would have been treating it. It's frustrating that they treated you considering the distance and the distance of
Ex
travel, they treated you poorly, but that's probably
and
why there wasn't a cover.
that and again the other thing where I'm now feel anyways I was the headliner, I was the number one person for all their advertising. It got huge exposure. And in the write-ups following the event, let's see, my name was mentioned once, and the performers all got are getting the huge coverage now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
May I suggest a way to monetize some of this is you were, did people talk about their fears of being in, I'm sorry to take a quick side note here, bear with me, folks,
Sure.
about Russian invasion and things like that. Did anybody talk to you about some of those issues?
The
Just
only
off casually?
yeah a couple of people mentioned that because of the war situation, they used to have a lot of bears from Russia and Ukraine come, but no one is coming, and the Ukrainians and the Russian bears are refusing to have anything to do with each other.
Of course,
Yeah.
yeah, they're murdering each, they're killing the Ukrainians. So there would be my suggestion is that you take those stories, you turn that into a news article of some kind, and you see and you start pitching it to some of the queer publications both here and in Europe. You'll have
Okay.
had an insight that the people won't have, and you should maximize that and then try to get paid for a paid piece.
Yeah.
Seriously, absolutely seriously. If I were an international, if I were still doing the national international reporting, I would be going, God, I want to talk to Lesson here, what he heard about the queer
Yeah.
community in Estonia and how dealing with all just that insight about the Ukrainian and Russian bears alone is fascinating. So, and it can be in America, it can be in bear world, I guess, but also, but I think you should try for some of the bigger magazines like Out and
Yeah.
whatever, and see if somebody will be willing to pay you for on that.
Yeah.
You have the writing chops and the history and the background, so you should be able to way through to get an editor to talk to you.
Yeah, I will follow up on that. And yeah, Bear World, they don't have the money to pay for anything at this
Right, I
point.
know they don't. So, I mean, it's nice you can at least get the article published there, but I think there are bigger publications that would pay you for that, especially if you have a couple of decent photos to go with it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm yeah, and with Bear World, I am just happy to see them continuing. So yeah, I support them as they support me and all the rest of us who are doing
But
our
work the
profile.
bigger publications first.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the ones that'll pay you.
Speaking of Bear World magazine, Mel, thanks again for stepping in
That
and
was
doing
fun. Thank
the
you.
interview. It's not a great video, and the transcription was difficult, I think, between Luca's accent, and I don't think he had a great audio setup, and then our software speaks American English, so there was a lot of updating needed to what he was saying. But it really, I think, worked well for the organization. We got some specific article links attached to our at least our highlight reel, so that should get them some exposure because they're fun articles. So, and then he was very glad to have done it. So, thanks for that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interest. I thought it was fascinating talking to somebody from the Pacific Rim, Australia, New Zealand, and then it'd be great if we can start doing some stuff in Asia proper.
Yeah. And then we didn't really probe the fact that he's bi, but that's, kind of most of the people we interview are gay men, specifically gay men. So it was great to hear a little variation there.
But he's yeah, and he's in a partnership with. As a man, so
Yeah. We've added a couple interviewees to our schedule. The current Mr. Bolt Leather 2025 Bear, who's on his way to IML. If you look at the list of IML contestants, and there's 73 contestants this year, He's representing Sacramento Bolt. He's Bear. And then I've reached out to the incoming new Mr. Bolt Leather 2027. He has not responded yet. And then the current Mr. 2027 first runner up, Sir Aaron, he's agreed to do an interview. And I think we have waivers from both Bear and Aaron. And I think they're both going on the way to IML. I think Aaron's going to IML, Sir Aaron. So we've got some interesting added interviews in the pipeline,
Can you
but
do it? You're going to be at IML. Can you just do a live interview with them?
I'm not going to IML.
They're not going to IML this year.
No, I'll be packing my brains out. So no, not planning on IML this year. So we might go to Mid-Atlantic Leather next January.
Okay.
So I think that'd be good. I think our project should have representation at Mid-Atlantic Leather. They've been so good to us for helping us financially. So another and my husband really wants to go. So I think we're going to Mid-Atlantic Leather next January.
I'm also going to MAL.
Okay. So put that on your list in terms of support that you're looking for from the project for project related activities. It's probably too late.
Do they still have the vendor marts at those things?
Yeah, MAL. Yeah, they both. IML has a huge vendor mart, probably 200 vendors. MAL has a vendor mart that might be sold out. IML would have been sold. IML sold out like instantly. And then they tend to be strict about what's being done. That's like you can't just set up a table in the lobby. But when.
Okay, that was my next question about post hotel or vendor mart, if there was a spot
Usually, so
we can.
based on.
There was a spot that we can have to put a table pop up. Not the whole day. I don't want to take people's whole day and whatnot, but. And it was something, unless you have other ideas of how to
Well, so
represent.
the dealers' rooms are where people sell stuff. The organizers are looking to maximize the amount of money they can get from that room to help cover the expense of the event. I mean, it's a big chunk of your budget for the event. So you don't give any free tables away for a nonprofit. Though a lot of events do offer area for tabling by that area where you can, back in the day it was AIDS information or whatever, but theoretically, you could ask if either of those events have an area for tabling for nonprofit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
So
aren't selling
last
anything,
year,
there aren't selling t-shirts, that are it just handing out like literature.
for IML, Les and I did some outreach on Growler and/or Scruff. We got a fairly good response from that. Like, those got to be local. They got to be within a day or so. But we got 8 or 9 people to respond. And we did 4 interviews of people we had, we just got from that. Either that or outreach of people that I knew who were there, including Dave Watt. And we did those in hotel rooms, and those went okay. It was harder because they had really crappy Wi-Fi, but they went okay doing local interviews. It's still easier to do it over Zoom, but we got them done.
Yeah, just an idea on tabling, but not something set in stone that needs to happen. So, but if it's free for nonprofits, great. If not, then find other methods. But at least have you guys go and have representation is good in itself. So.
Some places also will do a bulletin board, both a virtual one and a digital one. And you could be hosting room parties at some point, at some events. You could host like a little air room party if you've rented a suite. I don't know whether that's worth it, but
I think if we are allowed to hang our banner, that would be a good thing, and I would assume free. And I've learned from experience that having a vendor ta be getting a vendor table is a waste of time. Because if I'm lucky, I sell three books. And B, it's turned out not to be helpful in terms of recruiting people to get interviewed.
And then the banner's got our QR code, which brings us to the website, and then people can see. First of all, they're like, "Oh, you're a legit thing." Like, yes, we are, and here's how to contact us. So that's good. So that should go in your list, Les, of you're heading for. So you're going to IML this
No,
month.
I'm not going to IML.
Okay, you're going to MAL.
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
I am not getting on an airplane for the next 6 months.
Okay, you should put MAL on your list, including things you want to do there. Again, I don't remember host hotel, et cetera, for MAL. Oh, I do remember host hotel. So I don't know whether a suite is a possibility or if they're still available or what that would cost in terms of the Bear History Project sponsoring that. But if you check into that.
You just have to put the sling away, so
MAL is wholly equipped for that. Yes, there's a whole rental market for, sling for the weekend. Okay, Alejandro, anything else from you for this meeting?
no, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, I still have a bunch of stuff in my living room and my garage for you,
Yeah, I will get it from you. No
including
problem.
a whole bottle of vodka.
Oh,
Don't go crazy.
no, I don't. When's your moving date again? Or
Towards the end of July.
okay, so we still got time. All right, well, I'm still trying to see, waiting to see if we're gonna get a last minute beer bus between here and November. So,
Yeah.
but regardless, I'll get that stuff from you. So.
Yeah. Mel, anything from you, more for you from for this meeting?
Les, you and I should stay in touch. I'm going to be gone next week in Yosemite, but why don't we see if we can set up and start working on the committee stuff? We should reach out to our contact at GLBT right away. We want to do an event with them, a panel in their facility and the Bear History and the BASF. See if
Great.
we can get that nailed down, and then we can then we have time to put the more complicated project into place.
Okay. And David, I hear you're in the meeting, but not on video. Anything you want to add?
Dave.
I'll take that as a no.
Can't
All
do
right.
that, Dave.
Anything else, anybody? Nope.
I just wanted to give you Phil a quick up note, the heads up that I'm getting back to scheduling or trying to schedule oral history interviews. So I'm CCing you on everyone I'm reaching out to.
Yeah, I just got I got the one, which was what was it?
The group.
Guido, Luisi, whoever you did. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Thailand.
Yeah.
Have you
Okay.
done Bear Dog Hoffman, the guy who bought Bear Magazine?
No,
I think
just
he's
a
on our
book.
list, but we haven't
Yeah,
heard for
Bear
sure.
Dog. I don't have any clue about his status, but yeah, you should get him because he bought Bear Magazine from Ben.
No, I let me make a note. The problem often is, contact. Oh, and the other thing, as I mentioned before, I've been contacting clubs outside the US through their Facebook pages, and I never hear back from them. I always have to have a personal referral. When I did that the posting about the Toulouse Bears the other day,
Right.
I went through my records and I've contacted them 3 times since 2023.
Yeah.
And now that someone who knows him gave him a heads up that he'd be hearing from me, he's responded.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Anything else, anybody?
I'm good. I'm good.
Our next scheduled meeting will be the Oh, we might be all busy in June, right? But the plan is to have a meeting the second Saturday in June. So the 13th, we have time reserved for a meeting on the 13th of June. So that's the plan, our regular monthly meeting.
I definitely won't be available. I'm marching in the Baron Leather contingent of our local Pride Parade at that very time.
Okay, do you want to do a meeting a different day? Or June's going to be hard for people because it's Pride Month.
We just skip that month, or
That's probably a good idea, yeah.
okay, all right, we'll skip that. And then the plan then is for Saturday, July 11th.
Alrighty.
Sounds good.
I'm putting that in our notes. Next meeting, Saturday, July 11th, 2026. Skip June. Except I can't spell June. Okay, great. All right, thanks, folks.
June is spelled PHEIGHT.
Okay. Got it.
Hey
Okay. Thanks, folks.
guys,
All right.
take care.
See ya.
Bye
Dad,
bye.
let's talk a week. Not let's a week from now.
Okay.
It
Yep.
doesn't have to, a weekday is fine too, but.